Acts chapter 6. In those days, as the number of disciples was increasing, a complaint arose from the Greek-speaking Jews against the Hebrew-speaking Jews, because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 called together the whole group of disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, carefully select from among you 7 men with good reputations, who are full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. We will put them in charge of this service, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word." This proposal pleased the entire group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. They had these men stand before the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of God kept on spreading, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Also a large group of priests became obedient to the faith. Now Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. Some men, who were from what is called the synagogue of the freedmen, Syrians, Alexandrians, and some from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen. But they were unable to stand up against the wisdom and the spirit by whom he was speaking. Then they secretly induced some men to say, "We heard Stephen speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." They stirred up the people, the elders and the experts in the law. They came, dragged Stephen away, and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They presented false witnesses who said, "This man never stops making threats against this holy place and the law. In fact, we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs Moses handed down to us." All those who were sitting in the Sanhedrin were looking intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.